Blog Talk Radio.
Well, y'all, this little song that my grandmother taught me a long time ago. One day I was sick and I wasn't feeling too good. But she said, son, come on down to the room. Come on in the room.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Jarrell and company this morning. Come on in the room. Yeah, he said his grandmama told him he was sick, and she told him, come on in the prayer room. Hallelujah. Prayer will fix it every time. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and today is July the 4th, Independence Day, 2023, and we thank God for 7 months and 4 days into this new year. We're grateful unto him. Yeah, it's cloudy here, Brother Louis. We might get some water any minute. Yeah, it's cloudy here, and it stormed really, really bad last night. Oh, my goodness. I prayed, and it went away. Yeah, because I had some stuff to get done, like laundry, fold it up, dry it, fold it up, and put it up. So I got that done. My computer was hacked on yesterday, and today I'm being blessed with another one because I don't want to play with this one and send hacks to my friends and viruses and all kind of stuff. But we know the world that we live in today. And we know that evil is always present. But God bless me that whatever they did, they didn't, you know, fry my computer or nothing. But I think they can see what I'm doing. I've been trying to find out stuff on here, what I can do to erase things and get things right. But I haven't been able to so far. So what I'm going to do is get another computer, and I think that will fix that. Yeah, because I got Norton, and I had the vault and all of that, but excuse me, he asked me to open up the vault, and that's why I made the mistake. But we thank God. I called the bank, shut everything down, been changing emails, and Brother Louis and Irene, I'll send y'all my new, Sister Dot, I'll send you my new email address. That way you'll have it. I'm even changing maybe my phone number. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a new number so that I can start over from scratch and be very careful because he said he was from Xfinity, Comcast, the cable company, and I had been having problems with my cable, and he said he was calling because he needed to update it. Yeah, but what I forgot to do because I was so busy, I forgot to look at the caller ID. Because Xfinity would have come up, but it didn't. And that's where I made my biggest mistake. Yeah. But we thank God this morning that he's able to see us through anything the enemy brings. Yeah. Great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. So I'm being blessed with a brand new computer. And this time I think it'll be, what's the latest one? It's not Pro. It's 11, and so, and it may be 11 Pro, but it'll have that on it, and I won't have no problems with the hearing and all of that, the sound and all of that, and God gonna work everything out for my good, and I'm thankful unto him. So listen, today we are talking about the dad's blessing his children. Yeah, Jacob and Joseph and how they do things. I'm going to put it that way. Because like I said, they were very excited to have children, as many children as they could. They didn't think about birth control, I'm sure. They didn't think about a vasectomy or anything like that. What they thought about is the more children I have, the more blessed I am. But I explain in our country, the government come along because a lot of men walked away from their families and one night stands, here come the baby. I don't know who the baby dad is. All kind of stuff. I'm not married. I'm just having children with him. And so they wasn't providing. So the government stepped in to pretend like they were helping, and they messed up a lot of homes. And then come along these other groups who some of them want to be men, and that'll never happen. We know that. But anyway, they want the man at the home as well. Yeah. Yeah. But Lewis said he didn't have TV, so they did a lot of baguette. You know what? I got to do something with him. I don't know what, but I got to do something with him. But that is very true. And so because back then, like today, computers was expensive. I mean, are expensive. So everybody don't have a computer in their home. They have phones, but they don't have computers. So it's expensive. So back then it was expensive for TV, expensive for different things. Some people have radios and that run by batteries. And so they could only play the radio for so long before they would need more batteries, and they couldn't afford it. So they did other things. I'm with you, Brother Louis, when you're right. But we know today God is able. And this thing been so widespread, and women rights, and women this, and women that. But the scripture told me that a husband is won by the conversation of a sanctified wife. And if you got God and he got you, and you're a woman, you pray. You pray. Now, the women who can't pray or don't know to pray or don't want to pray or don't believe in prayer, that's their business. But those of us that have found God, we are some praying women. That's what we do. Because prayer will fix it every time. Over and over and over and over and over again. Throughout eternity, prayer will fix it. So we got to learn to pray. And not just pray for stuff and things. But we got to pray for this spiritual walk with God daily. He will keep us, but we must want to be kept. We have to want to be kept. He won't keep us against our will. Yeah. And so this morning we're going to see what Jacob and his sons and his children, what he did for them. Yeah. And so we're thankful unto Almighty God. But what he's doing right now. Listen, we're going in and let Pastor Hinton pray this morning. Pastor Mark Hinton. We're going to let him pray this morning. But I speak the blessings and miracles uncommonly upon you this morning and your family. In Jesus' name, near and far, loved ones, wherever they may be, I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon them. And whatever you're praying for today, even as he's praying, I touch and agree with you. And because, again, prayer will fix it every time, every time. But we got to pray. Believe in God. We can come boldly before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto him. What is your petition today? It may be more than one. It may be 10 or more. But we can tell God about it, and he's able to fix it. If we're in a trial, we ask him to strengthen us in the midst of this trial and teach us every lesson so that we'll be wise, godly people. Yeah, wise, godly people. Hallelujah. That's what we want to be. Forget about all the other stuff, even things that are not good for us in the home. We forget about that, and we go down in prayer. We kneel before God, telling God about it. And like I said, if it's a trial, strengthen me in the midst of this trial. Bring me out with wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, we got to pray. We got to pray. And it is already all right this morning in Jesus' name. So we're going to hear Pastor Hinton pray.
God, we're grateful. Because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified, that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God, in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our trouble lies, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise. God, we're grateful. Because if it had not...
Everybody rock, come on. If the Lord don't do nothing else, how many can say he done truly done enough? Paul said he don't treat me like my sins deserve. How many of you know that's enough right there? He's been better than good. Even when I wasn't good to him, he's always been good and faithful to me. Ain't it good to have his favor? Listen. If you never do another thing for me, you've done enough. If you never see fit to bless me again, you've blessed me enough. When I think where my life could be, sing it like I feel it. If you never do another thing for me,
you've done enough.
If you never see fit to bless me again, you have.
You bless me enough.
'Cause when I think where my life could be, and I wanna say thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, the Alabama Govs this morning. And Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for this day. For this is the day you made. We will rejoice, Father, and be glad in this day. And Father, I ask that you will protect all of us today. Protect our family and friends. Lord, loose your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect today. In the name of Jesus, let none of us be lost on this holiday. Lord, we know that you're able to do it all for us. And we're asking again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful unto the Father because he knows what's best for us. He knows what's coming our way. We don't know, but he knows. And he knows what's best for us. Hallelujah. Grateful, grateful, grateful unto him. But without him, we can do nothing. Oh, yeah. And so we're thankful unto him. I tell you, it takes prayer to get through the day. We're living in an evil time. I had just saw where a bunch of people got killed. It didn't even make the news, but a bunch of people, well, two got killed and a bunch were injured. Then I looked back again, some more just, the person just randomly started shooting. Had on some kind of uniform. I don't know if it was a security officer or police officer, but he had on a uniform, and I've forgotten the type of gun he had. But it was pitiful, just straight up pitiful. I said, Lord, five killed in Philadelphia shooting, suspect in custody. Police say a gunman with a bulletproof vest and an AR-type rifle, a handgun, and a police scanner opened fire at random on Monday night. Did you hear this? Yeah. So much going on. Two teens die in separate subway surfing incident. Yeah. One thing after another. Yeah. A student at an elite school committed suicide. Listen, the devil is not playing with our children. He's not playing with us. In this hour, we need to be covered because I believe things shift. Yeah, just recently, it shift. Because look, the world has become wickeder and wiser. You can start talking to people about God, they get a little bored. But you start talking about Hollywood celebrities and entertainers, boy, they perk right up. They know more about that than they do the Bible. Yeah, and we say we believers. We say we love the Lord. Yeah. They say that they had a hot dog recall. They did it ahead of the 4th of July. At one point, I read something that said they take human flesh and grind it up in the hot dogs. I stopped eating. It just have too much. I'm trying to go all the way back to vegetables. Yeah. Robert De Niro's grandson dead at 19. All kind of stuff. Yeah. All kind of stuff. All kind of people looking all kind of weird ways and strange ways. And I don't understand. They're going to get surgeries. They're going to do what is wrong? Evil. Wickeder. Yeah. So we got to pray just to make it today. We got to turn our face away from the world and turn it to God, because if not, we won't make it. I know it feels like things are as normal, usual, business as usual, folks still getting married, folks still shopping and working and doing all this stuff. But even the workplace is not like it used to. It's not like it used to be. It used to be a good day's work for a good day's pay. Now they try to put, it appears, 10 jobs on one person for one pay. Companies don't care about the people that work there. They only care about the financial part, the money that they can make. Everything today is about the money that people can make, even our government. They let these pharmaceutical companies come in, the Food and Drug Administration approved lies about food. It says natural, but it's not. It says organic, but it's not. We eating plastic for rice. All kind of things going on. So we got to turn back to God and get instructions. Lord, which way should I go? What should I eat? Because they done sneak stuff into food and with a name that we don't even look up. Or we may never know what that is. We don't know. Because the foods that we eat making us sicker. And that enhances the pharmaceutical companies because you can go to the doctor and get medicine. And then the medicine taking you out of here too. Because if you take it for so long, your kidneys go bad, your liver go bad, your heart attack, all kind of stuff. Wickeder and wiser. And for the love of money is the root of all evil. That is true. If you love it, there's nothing you won't do to get it. And when I'm talking about people are greedy. And let me tell you something else. I talked to a woman yesterday that's used to what they call the system. Food stamps, welfare, Medicaid, all this stuff. Not disabled. Nothing is wrong. But her mental health. And she allowed it to get there. Because she know, she go to church. She's been taught the word, cussing like a sailor, as they say. I mean, just can't hold a conversation with the, without the ugly talk. So she's one of those kind with the hand, always the hand out to receive, but never putting a hand out to give. So what happened is her ship is sinking. And she's got the mentality, see, because the government gave her welfare, child support, food stamps, Medicaid, this free program, that free program, that free program. So what's happening is this. She looked for everybody to give to her. And she used her children to the bus stop. What that means is when you're in prison and you're released from prison, you don't do nothing in front of the correctional officer that's waiting with you to catch the bus. To get a, you've been released, so you're catching the bus to get on from the prison. Once she go, then you can do what you want. But that's what this woman is doing. Want everybody to just give to her because of her children. But there's another part of it. Listen to this. All but one child is a minor. Let's say she has six children. All but one is a minor. And you can't do that like that. You cannot expect the people to take care of you and your children. As a mother, if you love them, you got to go to work. You may have to scramble. Yeah, lab-grown meats, Brother Lewis. You got to scramble. They got a word. They call it hustle. Yeah, I learned some things. If you have to just sell stuff, if you know how to cook and you just sell sandwiches or hot dogs in the winter, soup and cornbread, soup and do something to help yourself and stop depending on other people. Because you'll get a little something every now and then, but you're not going to be flooded with it every day. Unless you're a scammer or, you know, you got tricks up your sleeves and you're tricking people. Other than that, you got to go out and get it. for yourself. A lot of women have husbands, but they still have to work. Some of them have to work because it's needed. The husband needs a little help. Jesus helped me to help make the house run better so that they can keep what they got, a roof over their head, food in their stomach, electric and water on in the house. But some men, they don't want to do nothing for the woman, so they wife, so they she got to go to work. If she don't go to work, she won't have nothing. Because he don't even want to pay the bills there. He want her to pay. You pay the phone bill. You pay the light bill. I got the rent. I got the mortgage. No, you married me. Pay them all. Now, if you really can't, I don't mind going to work to help you. But I keep the house clean. When you come home, food is done. Things are organized. Yeah. A lot of married women today even go put gas in the car so he don't have to do it. Some of them go get the car washed so he don't have to do that. But evil is in this world. And men mind are messed up. Because somewhere in their childhood, some woman messed them up so they don't know how to treat women. But it's okay today. If you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Spirit, pray. Pray your way through. That's all you got to do. Pray and wait on God. Pray, have faith, and the patience to wait on him. He's coming to see about you. And sometimes the way he come, we don't like it. But he's coming. Now I know when they tried to hack my, or they hacked my computer, I know that bigger things were coming. Chate called me early this morning and said, Mama, get ready. You about to get a better computer. Because you talked to me about that a week ago, a better computer, although this one is new, you talked to me about a better one with your stuff on it. And she said, now, God knew you wasn't going to look, you wasn't going to try, so he went on and let him hack it. Now you got to get one. Yeah, and it's all right today in Jesus' name. God have a purpose and a plan. And if we follow his plan, we'll be all right. But sometimes we're busy. I was busy doing this, doing that. I got so much paperwork to get done and to put together. And people calling me and then I need furniture. I need my electric. I need this. I need that. I got to take time to try to work that out, find out where I can get that from. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Y'all keep Sister Jerry lifted up in prayer. Yeah, she really needs prayer. Y'all keep Minister Shonda lifted in prayer. She needs prayer. So we all want to touch and agree for our brother and sister. And Friday, I made the $100 mob easy. Thank you, Brother Louis. Thank you, Sister Dot. Thank you, Sister Irene. Yeah. God bless you. God bless you this morning. I'm thankful. Yeah. Thankful unto him. You can tell people got that mentality. Something is owed to me. My hand is out to receive, but never out to give. You can tell those kind of people. You can tell those kind of people, they always come in to get, but they're never coming to give. Now, that's one thing I can't accuse Louis of. I can't accuse Minister Sean, and I definitely can't accuse Irene or Dorothy Goodman of it. Always giving something to support the ministry so that when they come in the morning, I'll be here. Yeah, because I gave her. She should be able to pay that, and I should be able to continue to hear the blessings of the Lord. Yeah. God bless you, Brother Louis. I prayed and asked the Lord to return whatever everyone gave a hundredfold back to them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm grateful unto him this morning. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we will come back with, let's see. All right, we'll come back with this request. Wait a minute, what did I think we was going to do? Well, we're just going to play the request. And when we come back, we'll come back with Genesis. I think it's Genesis 49, chapter 49. Yeah. We'll go with this one and then come back to Genesis chapter 49.
www.JesusInTheMorningRadio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's some Gates of Zeal and Gloria. Yeah. And I thank God for good gospel music, inspirational, encouraging. I'm blessed to know a lot of gospel songs, a lot of them. And some I learned on my own from church and different places. And then there are those that others, you know, have introduced me to. And I was so grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So listen, we're looking at Genesis chapter 49 this morning. And we know over in 48 that Israel, which was Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph heard he was sick. And so he took his sons over there and he went to see his father. And he got in there and got his children blessed, his two sons blessed. And that's a beautiful thing. And I say this, I don't care what your children do, how they do it, because we know they can be disobedient, especially in their adult life, their adulthood. So what we do is we pray for them, speak the blessings of God over them, call them who God called them. Yeah, and that's what I do for mine. I pray and keep it moving. I don't get in your business. You can't say I messed up your marriage. You can't say nothing negative about me and what you doing today. Yeah, because you're an adult. And I let grown people have their business. You come to me, I got to tell you the truth. You come to me for prayer, I'll pray for you. Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you which way to go. And if you want to talk about your wife, I need her to be present when you talk about her. If you want to talk about your husband, I need him to be present. Yeah. They told me there's two sides to every story, and then there's the truth. Yeah. Hallelujah. So listen, we're in King James Version, and I got my basic English Bible open. And we in Genesis chapter 49, starting at verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. In the basic English Bible, it says, and Jacob sent for his sons and said, come together, all of you, so that I may give you news of your fate in future times. Now, would you want that before your parent leave here? Go on and tell me, mama, and tell me what to do about it. Yeah. Gather yourself together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Now look how this man thought about his firstborn son. Again, they was grateful to have children. They didn't want to take no birth control pill, no vasectomy, no nothing. Tubalization, none of that. And the woman, if she did have children, she was upset over that. Today, if they don't have children or they're not able to have children, they are happy because they can fornicate more. They can commit adultery without responsibility. After they do these things, then they want to run to the abortion clinic and become a murderer. I've seen women have a hard time because they had an abortion and they couldn't get over that thing. Some would never have more children. Then some would have as many children as they can because they want to make up for what happened, what they did. Once it's done, you can't fix what's in the past. We got to keep moving in the future. We got to look at the present, where we are right now. Verse 3 says, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou went up to thy father's bed, then defiled thou it. He went up to my couch. Because you were uncontrolled, the first place would not be yours. You went up to your father's bed, even his bride bed, and made it unclean. So he's telling Reuben, you done laid with my wife. You was uncontrolled. The first place would not be yours. But you went up to your father's bed, even his bride bed, and made it unclean. Simon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitation. My goodness. Simon and Levi, your brothers, deceit and force are their secret designs. Yeah, that's what they want to do, be deceitful and do ugly things. Verse 6 says, O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly, mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Take no part in their secrets, O my soul. Keep far away, O my heart, from their meetings. For in their wrath they put men to death, and for their pleasure even oxen were wounded. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. He said, a curse of passion, for it was bitter, and on their wrath, it was cruel. I will let their heritage in Jacob be broken up, driving them from their places in Israel. My goodness. That's something to have to say about a child of yours. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion who shall rouse him up. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's coat unto the choice vine. He washed his garment in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be of a haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens. And he saw the rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulders to bear, and became a servant of tribute. Yeah. He's telling each one. Issachar's a strong ass stretched out among the flocks. So he's a strong, like a strong donkey. And he saw the rest was good and the land was pleasing. So he left them, put weights on his back, and became a servant. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. May Dan be a snake in the way, a horned snake by the road, biting the horse's foot so that the horseman has to have the fall. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainty. Naphtali Nephtali. If a hind let loose, he giveth goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful burrow, even a fruitful burrow by a well whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From this is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy fathers who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies under blessings of the beast and the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors. Unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills, they shall be the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separated from his brother. Blessings of sons, old and young, to the father, blessings of the oldest mountain, and the fruit of the eternal hills, let them come on the head of Joseph, on the crown of him who was separate from his brothers. Benjamin is a wolf searching for meat. In the morning he takes his food, and in the evening he makes division of what he has taken. Yeah. King James said, Benjamin shall raven like as a wolf. In the mornings he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. These are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them, everyone according to his blessing he blessed them. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for possession of a burial place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife, and they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heath. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered unto his people. Yeah. He had a spot too over there where he would be buried and his wife would be buried. But he gave each one of his children, told them what was going to happen. And these are the tribes of Israel. These are the tribes. Yeah. 12 tribes. He had 12 sons, and he told what each tribe would, you know, what would befall them, what would happen. And some tribes are more blessed than others, but there wasn't a whole lot he could do about it because it was what God was doing. And he had to accept what God allowed. In verse 50, I think this is chapter 50. Yeah, chapter 50, starting at verse 1. And Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept upon him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. And the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spake unto his house of Pharaoh, saying, if now I have found grace in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, my father made me swear, saying, lo, I die in my grave, which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan. There shalt thou bury me. Now therefore let me go up, I pray thee, and bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, go up and bury thy father according as he made thee swear. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, and all the house of Joseph and his brethren and his father's house. Only their little ones and their flock and their herds they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond Jordan. And they were mourned with a great and very sore lamentation. And he made a mourning of his father 7 days. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, this is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians. Wherefore the name of it was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond Jordan. And his sons did unto him according as he commanded them. For his sons carried him into the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field for possession of a burying place of Ephron the Hittite before Mamre. And when his father had been put to rest, Joseph and his brothers and all who had gone with him went back to Egypt. Now after the death of their father, Joseph's brothers said to themselves, it may be that Joseph's heart will turn against us, and he will give us punishment for all the evil which we did unto him. So they sent word to Joseph, saying, your father before his death gave us orders, saying, you are to say to Joseph, let the wrongdoing of your brothers be overlooked, and the evil they did to you. Now, if it is your pleasure, let the sin of the servants of your father's God have forgiveness. And at these words, Joseph was overcome with weeping. Then his brothers went, and falling at his feet, said, truly, we are your servants. And Joseph said, have no fear. Am I in the place of God? For as you, it was in your mind to do me evil. But God has given a happy outcome, the salvation of numbers of people, as you see today. So now have no fear. I would take care of you and your little ones. So he gave them comfort with kind words. Now Joseph and all his father's family went on living in Egypt, and the years of Joseph's life were 110. And Joseph saw Ephraim, children of the third generation, and the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, came to birth on Joseph's knees. Then Joseph said to his brothers, the time of my death has come, for God will keep you in mind and take you out of this land into the land which he gave by his oath to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Then Joseph made the children of Israel take an oath, saying, God will certainly give effect to his word, and you are to take my bones away from here. So Joseph came to his death, being 110 years old, and they made his body ready, and he was put in a chest in Egypt. Now look, his father told all his brothers what would become of each one of them. And now that Joseph is dead, Pharaoh going to die too. And once this happened, a new king comes. And he don't know Joseph. And he don't know Joseph's dad, Jacob, Israel. So he put the children of Israel in bondage because they were outgrowing the Egyptians. And the king saw it, the new king saw it, and he felt like this was what's going to happen. He's going to overtake us. These Egyptians will overtake us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is yet faithful. And many times we do things that we shouldn't do, but yet God come back. Okay, Brother Lewis, I understand. God bless you today. Tell Sister Sherry I say good morning and hello, and God bless her day. I'm going to send her a flower. I'm going to send her a group of roses. Let her have some flowers, Brother Lewis. All right, she get flowers, and I'm going to send you a smile. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day. I pray that a hedge of protection around you, that God will send his protecting angels to stand watch, to shield, and protect you and Sherry. Keep y'all from all hurt, harm, or danger. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. So, yeah. All of this went on. And again, I know this. God have a blessing for each one of us with our name on it. Many of us he called, few he chose. But those that he chose, if they're not working unto him, many times they're dead and gone. Mm-hmm. Because he chose you to do something and you refuse. And I used to say this, and I felt bad at one point, but I used to say this. If you're not working unto God, what you're doing, just breathing up his air, free air, and just trying to live the life of whatever you want to live and have no consideration for God. Yeah. But as I was saying, I got kind of sidetracked when I saw the message from Brother Lewis. But listen. Joseph dead. They're getting ready to come into Egypt full time. It will be no more you free to do what it is you want. And you have the king's blessing. So look, we're looking at just Exodus chapter 1. We're not going to read the entire thing. But this is what it says. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob. Do y'all remember that? Reuben, Simon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Issachar, yeah. Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. That was the 12 sons of Jacob. Remember, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And then Joseph was the son of Jacob, too. And they sold him. Verse 5 says, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. But Joseph was in Egypt already. See, they named Joseph in here. And Joseph died, and all his brethren. And all that generation, they died. So here comes some new stuff, some new people. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty. And the land was filled with them. It was more of them than it was Egyptians. Now, Baal rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. Remember, I told you that. He didn't know Joseph about his family and all of that. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when they're falling out any war, when they're falling out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land. Yeah. But see, it didn't have to be that they went out to war and Israelites joined their enemies, it was enough for them to kill all the Egyptians because they outnumbered them so. But they was afraid, so they put them into bondage. God bless Moses to live. So the king wanted all the children, boys, the Israel boys to die. But it's okay today. And see, this came before David. All of this happened before he wrote the Psalms. Before Solomon was born to write all these wise words. He was the wisest man, and I don't think there's been another one as wise as Solomon. But we thank God he just didn't cut it off back then, but he continued to keep it going until we even come into the New Testament. And he took the two, the ten, and turned them into two to make it easier for us. Yeah. So I wanted to remind us of some things this morning. And I probably won't read this entire chapter. But I want to look at 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And I believe it's going to give us some good instructions. And this is what it says in verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant of an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's not just talking to any and every old body. To them that have obtained like precious faith with us through righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's us. That's the saints of God. That's the people of God. That's the believers of God. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace, he said. And we speak that same word upon our brothers and sisters in Christ this morning. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of the Son, Jesus Christ. How many know God give wisdom? He give wisdom, he opened doors, he made ways. Verse 3 said, according to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Because many times we're not paying attention. Many times we're running on in Jesus. That's what we say we're doing. But that's not necessarily true. Because we forget, sometimes we backslide, sometimes we do things we shouldn't. Nonetheless, he yet bless us. He yet look beyond our faults and yet meet our needs. Yeah. So Peter is going to teach us something and give us some instructions too. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Yeah. So that thing will have us going. Not only just wanting more, but we're saying the wrong things when we shouldn't. I'm raising my right hand because I'm guilty. Yeah, sometimes we can say the wrong things. The Holy Spirit have to check us. Sometimes it'll tell you, don't say that. Don't, matter of fact, don't say nothing. Don't do that. Matter of fact, don't do nothing. That's the Spirit of the Lord. So he said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. He's telling us some things. Mm-hmm. He's telling us some things that we can hold on to. Instructions, good things to be done. He said, and besides this, besides getting those great and precious promises and us escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust, besides this, give all diligence. Give that unto God. Watch as well as pray. Be careful. And add to your faith. See, we believe, but we got to add to our faith virtue. And this is what it says in the Bible, virtue is associated with righteousness, purity, and strength. It is defined as the quality of being honorable, good, and right. According to Philippians 4 and 8, virtues are things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. This means that virtue is more valuable than precious gems or expensive jewelry. Yeah, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and of a good report. So this is what Peter telling us to get. To add to our faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. We got to have the knowledge of God. And that's why many times, what I want to say, every time we go through a trial, we're going through to get knowledge. Yeah. So we add to our faith virtue, and we add knowledge to the virtue that we receive, that we learn, that we become, that we're doing. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. What? Godliness? What are you talking about? Godliness. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What? Yeah. Because godliness is being like God, is being like Jesus. He made us in our image. And that's what Jesus wanted to do. He wanted to please the Father. Come to the earth to do the will of him that sent him. So the word temperance is used in the King James Version of the Bible. It means self-control. Many times when used, temperance refers to alcohol, but it can be used for anything. It can be a caffeine consumption, gluttony, thoughts, etc. By ourselves, we have no self-control. But temperance is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Self-control. I'm working on that right now. Yeah, because I can get a little rowdy, especially for foolishness or nonsense. Ooh, that thing can hit me just right. But I yet got to pray. So he's saying, and to knowledge, temperance. Add self-control, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. We all, I know, can work on that patience. That's one of the biggest parts of staying with God. You got to have patience for God to work things out. just like Job. Job had some patience, my goodness. But God had even more patience. He's got even more patience than Job had. And when we pray for these things, we got to prepare ourselves, ask God to strengthen us, because the trial is coming to give you patience. The trial is coming to show you how to be diligent. The trial is coming to show you how to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue how to add knowledge. Yeah. I need that temperance. I need self-control. And it's already all right. I need patience. Some things I can wait for. And some things literally make me want to just, hey, I need to get this done. But we can't be there. I have to wait on God. Have to wait on. Can't do nothing until he comes. He shut the doors down, closed the window, shut the house up. Now what you gonna do? Wait. That's all I can do, Father. So I let these trials come to teach you patience. And to wait on me. Have self-control and wait. And be godly. Because you add to patience, godliness. So you're kind to people. You're helpful to people. And sometimes we have to pray to God, don't let that old man ever come back. Ever, Lord. That old man was so ugly. That's a generic term. Old man or old woman. But it's just spirits. And things we used to do. Once we come to Jesus, we don't want to do those no more. Yeah. I used to sing a song in the church choir that says, stop looking, listen. There's a great change in my life. Stop looking, listen. There's a great change in my life. Things I used to do. Lord, I don't do no more. But stop looking, listen. There's a great change in my life. See, if we even stop ourselves, just stop and listen. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. Very slow to wrath. We can be godly. But we have to stop. We have to think. We have to remember diligence, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness. And in verse 7, he said, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. Isn't that something? You can be kind to people if you don't know them. Some people want to be kind to who's kind to them. They want to be kind to their family members and be kind to their children, but everybody else and everybody else's children is no good. A lot of people think they taught their children how to be uppity, I'm going to call it. Today they call it bougie, instead of being upstanding and upright before God. They treat them how to be before the world and people. And they teach them how to learn to care about what other people think. And they teach them, when you get outside, you act this way. Now, when you come back home, you can do it the way we've been doing it. But when you get out that door, I need you to act a different way. That's training your child to be a liar. Dishonest. You're training your child not to be able to accept the truth. I know two guys, they separated from their mother quickly. One was 17 and he got on up out of there. I think the other one was 16. He got up out of there. because she didn't teach them the true outcomes of the world. And she didn't teach them that they were just like anybody else. She taught them that they were above. And they went to school, and when they got in senior high, they met some real friends. And the friends told them the truth about themselves and the outcome of things in this life, which the mother could have told them the truth. But because she didn't, and they out there looking like fools in the world, and they thinking people supposed to think about them and treat them like she did, that's not reality. So they were so angry, they left her. I mean, quickly, bam. I went to see one, he lived in a whole way another state. I went to see him and all, when he saw me, all he could do was laugh. I say, boy, he talking about, oh, we. Prophetess, I'm glad to see you today. I said, but yeah, prophetess, I need to be reminded of God. I said, well, that is beautiful. And I called him in to the bedroom. He had a one-bedroom apartment. I called him into the bedroom because his mom came with me. His mom came with me and I think two cousins. And he told her hey and he gave her a hug and that was it. He didn't want no more talking with any of these two. So I called him into the bedroom and I told him some things. And I told him about the nightlife. He was there. Probably is so much. I said, respond to that thing. Yeah. I said, what you do? Put your foot on the wall. He was like, yeah. I said, and them girls walk by and see them wave. Yeah, you know, prophetess. Yeah. So I shared some things and for him to be careful. But he was angry with the mother that she didn't teach him real life. But sometimes people that's messed up have children and they don't know real life. They were raised some type of way or they felt some type of way about themselves. And they trying to prove to the world that they are worthy and they got it. Let me tell you, the world don't care what you got and they really don't care about you. Shante got a master's degree. I was all excited, but I didn't go out with the degree publishing it to the world. Look what Shante got. Shante got a master's. Hey, she going back on a PhD. Look what Shante got. Oh, look what kind of job Shante got. Oh, look what Shante does. Who cares about that in the world? Nobody care about Shante. And Shante's accomplishment, but Shante and her mama. Yeah, we care about it. I'm proud of her. I know she's blessed. And that's my young. But I don't have to get validation from the world. Barbara don't. I don't need your validation. Because it's going to be what God says is going to be. And the godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity, love. Charity in this particular scripture means love. It means to give of yourself as well. If we go back with all of this from verse 1 to 7, if we go back and tell ourselves to wait on the Lord, be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It's going to teach us a lot of this right here. Diligence, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, kindness, brotherly charity, brotherly love. It's going to teach us. It's going to teach us. Because while we waiting on God, we in his word. While we waiting on God, we praying that, Lord, let me hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And whatever comes up, Father, let your word come up and let the word do the work. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For God is love. And we should love one another. We got to fear God. He's love. Love covers a multitude of sins. True love, if it walks away from you, it can hurt. You can lose your mind over it. You can become sick over it. Deathly ill. Verse 8 says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If these things be in you and abound. Yeah. They have become a part of you. Abound. Bound, the word bound is faithful. It's kind of, in a way, you're enslaved to it. You fasten to it. You're attached. Yeah. I have to check on this every now and then. Okay. So look. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you let this take place, God will be able to teach you. You will not be unteachable. You will be able to follow the Spirit of God and know what you need to know about God. But if we don't have these things in us, if we're not practicing these things, perfect practice makes perfect. So we have to put these things to work for us to become better. Many people I hear them talk now. I know they put that thing into practice. I know they prayed and asked God to change them from this to that. That was what they needed to be. That was who they needed to become. That is what they needed to know. That is what they needed to do. Hallelujah. We want to be fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that liketh these things is blind. Now, I didn't say it. You can hold it against me, but I wasn't there when God inspired man to write it. He said, but if he liked these things, blind in other words. And what the word he is, but he that liketh, he is the generic term again, man or woman. But he that liketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. And has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Look, he can't see what's coming his way. Many times I can see what's coming my way. I stop myself. Sometimes in the midst of a conversation, I shut up because I can see what it could turn into. And I don't want to forget that I was purged from my old sins. I don't want to forget God cleaned me. He cleansed me. He washed me. He made me over. I'm no longer a part of the world. I'm in the world, but not of the world. He left me here as a worker because he could have took me on. But he left me here as a worker in the vineyard. The harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. I pray that the Lord of the harvest will send more laborers. But Father, what about the labor you called and you chose me for? I want to be faithful in the work. I want to be faithful unto you. Verse 10 says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you should never fall. It didn't say fail, it said fall. Give diligence. Stay faithful to it. Keep an eye on it. Stay attached. Have a tie to it. Enslave yourself to it if you have to, just like with the word bound. Because all of this is going to cause you to live a good life. It's going to cause you to stay upright with God. It's going to cause you to come out the world and be in God. It's going to cause you to do all of these things they talked about up here. Diligence, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, kindness, charity. It's going to help us. We won't ever fall. But we got to keep going back to God, making sure that our calling and election is sure with him. Because sometimes we walk off from God. I ain't doing that. Nah, I can't do that. I'm not about to do what? I'm not about to give them that. Nah, I'm not about to, I can't go with them on that. And it'll cause us to fall because we disobedient. 11 says, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're trying to go back with him. But these are the things we got to remember. I want to be diligent unto him. I want to be faithful, diligent, always, constantly. Always abounding in the works of the Lord, abounding in prayer, abounding in telling him what I'm going through, abounding in faith. I want to keep it. And the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. I don't know where I'm going, but I trust God to get there, wherever it may be. Because if he's leading and guiding and taking me there, it's a good place. He didn't come to condemn the world. He come that the world through him might be saved, might be free. Because whom the Son set free is free indeed. But sometimes we get off, as they say, on the wrong foot, on the wrong track, and we stay there. We don't change it. We stay right there like we right and we doing right. Many times we know it, we doing wrong. But if we stay there long enough, it'll feel like it's right now, keep doing it. There was another song that said, I gave up the world to follow Jesus. And I gave to the world its wicked way. Hallelujah, I had to do that. I stepped out. Stepped out, I stepped right out, stepped out on God's promises that everything I am, I won't fail, but I'll stay with him. I stepped out in faith, gave the devil back all his tools. Yeah, I no longer need these. You don't have to come back for payment. I don't owe you nothing. I gave it to you. I don't belong to you no more. I belong to the Father, the one who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. The one that said, let there be light, light appeared. He separated the waters from the land, that God. The one that so loved us all that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that if we believe on him, we won't perish but have everlasting life. But sometimes we forget things. But we want to pray to remember so we can stay clean with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we want to go back with him. We want to go back with him when he comes. Somebody said, I just want to be like him. I just want to be like him. I just want to be like him when he comes. Oh, he's coming on a cloud. Every eye shall, hey, glory, shall see him. Hey, I want to be like Jesus when he comes. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord, I want to walk just like him. Huh? I want to walk just like him. I want to walk like Jesus when he comes. Hey, he's coming on a cloud. Every eye shall see him. I want to walk like Jesus when he comes. See, but in order to walk like him when he get here, you had to be doing that already. The day you went to the altar, asked him to forgive you. You asked him to come into your heart and live forever. Guess what? From that day on, you started wanting to walk like him, talk like him, be like him, act like him. Yeah, do what he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that blessed me right quick. Yeah, I got a long ways to go. But I want to be like Jesus when you show up on the scene. And before he get here, I want to be like him, inspiring and encouraging and blessing other people. Not just my family, strangers, people I never knew before. I want to be a blessing to them. And I want to have the love of God in my heart. Not to point fingers and accuse them, but look beyond their fault and yet be able to be a blessing to them. But these things will put the true believer in check. And it will take time to go back over this over and over and over again. It's going to get in us because we're going to desire to do this. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, he's speaking to us that have obtained like precious faith through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You see, he's helping us. He's helping us. But we like to throw, as they say, the baby out with the bathwater because sometimes we don't want to hear that. That's not what we want to hear. Yeah, a lot of people went away because they didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus every morning. Jesus, Jesus. That's all she want to talk about. Yeah. He's the way. The truth and the life. No one come unto him. You can't come to the Father except you come through him. And I know many people don't believe that. Many people don't believe Jesus and God, they are one. They have their own agenda. Then some people have heard other people and it sounded good. That sounds like that might be right. So they jump on that. Tried to become a Muslim at one point. I really did. Boy, y'all don't understand. I tried all I could. In America, I was going over to a mosque. It was called Temple Number 66. And there was a brother, Michael, who was the teacher and minister over there. And boy, and his wife was named Paula. But her Muslim name was Naima. And I named my daughter after her because she was so sweet and kind. Sister Naima was her name. And boy, they told me I had to write a letter. And the letter had to be written a certain way. You had to make sure you had dot all your I's and crossed all your T's, and there was no room for error of any kind. Now see, if I would have really been thinking right, but I was young. I was about 12, 13, 14, somewhere around in there. I was young. And I was not thinking right. Had I been, I would have knew what kind of God would be to write a letter to change my name, put an X behind my name. What God wanted me to do that? Nobody but some crazy man going with all these women and tricking all kind of foolishness. I never could get the X, y'all. I never could get the X because it wasn't for me. And that was not where I needed to learn about God. I wasn't going to learn it there. Oh, they might have told me some stuff about Muhammad and they call their God a lie. I wasn't going to get what I needed there. But the Lord allowed me to try it because that's what I wanted to do. Go ahead and try it. Go ahead. See if it'll work for you, Barbara. It did not work for me. Yeah. So what happened next is I had to run up out of there. And then the Lord allowed me to come back to him. I repented for some stuff. Woo, because I thought that was the worst thing I had ever done. So I repented and the Lord accepted me, forgave me, and taught me how to forgive myself. And I did. I forgave me, and I've been climbing with him ever since. Not perfect in any means or no way, shape, form, or fashion, but I've been climbing with him ever since, and I'm thankful unto Almighty God for all he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he will do. Yeah. We just want to remember these things. That Old Testament teaches us a lot of good things, but we don't care to hear that. We quick to say, oh, that was back in the day. It was written for our learning. So we'll learn the mistakes not to do. We'll learn about the God who don't play games. There's no maybe in there nowhere. You won't find maybe. Because it's either right or wrong with him, yes or no, up or down, over or under. He don't have no maybe for you. Because if a maybe in there, that gives you the opportunity to not do what's right. But with God being straightforward, we have to give him what he needs. I'm guilty. I had to learn how to come to him and do it the right way. I had to put myself on the altar. I couldn't look around and look back where the rest of the people at that done did wrong. That was my business. I can't save them. I have to save me. They can't save me. They have to save them. When I stand before God, it's going to be for Barbara and those he sent me to bless so that he'll give me the opportunity to say, Father, these are they. You told me to pray with them. You told me to tell them what you said. You told me to explain the scripture to them. That's what I got to stand for. Not because you kept clubbing and drinking and hoeing and fornicating and committing adultery and lying and cheating and stealing and anything you can big enough to do under the sun, I don't have to stand for that. Because that wasn't what I was doing. That's what you was doing. Yeah. And God is going to make it all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to one more request of the morning. And I get tickled many times when I hear this song. Because I think back on some things. And I kind of got upset with them over this song. And the Lord had to show me some things. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful unto him this morning. And this is my daughter, Naima, and my son, Yusuf. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you.
You begin to learn how you got to adapt in order to win them. You got to learn how you got to go where they at in order to be able to reach them. So we're going to give you this one. This one is called I Put God On.
Okay.
Anything that you may be going through, any situation that you may be facing, anything that you may be struggling with, step outside of yourself.
Come on now.
And put God on.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at Ricky. Look at Ricky.
I'm not
not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah. I put God on it. Yeah, that's what I have to do. Put him on everything. Because without him, I can do nothing. And whatever wrong come my way, I put God on it. If I've done wrong, I put God on it. All right, Brother Louis, God bless you. God bless you and Sherry. Yeah, I put God on it. Because of this, he's the one who can work it out. I can't work it out. And when I tell y'all, we got to turn our face away, glory, away from the world and turn our face to God. We can't keep playing with the world. We can't keep playing with our flesh. We got to turn away from these things and turn our face to God. Remember the boy Hezekiah, was it him that turned his face to the wall and got them extra years on his life? We got to turn to God. Once you turn your back, all that stuff behind you, it does not matter. Your relationship. Once you turn your back and your face is to God, look, that don't even matter because he'll work all that out. Anything you should have, once you turn your face to God and your back is to the world, anything you should have, he's going to give it to you. He won't withhold no good things from us. But we got to seek him with our whole heart. But Sister Bobby, you don't understand. My husband, this and that. My wife, she crazy. She just, look here, turn your face to God. I just can't take my eyes off my children. Turn your face to God and give them children to God. And mean it. I gave mine to God, all eight. I gave them to him. I couldn't lead and guide him like he could. I didn't have all power. He gave me some, but he didn't give me all. He has all power. He's got it all. And who better to lead and guide your children than him that have all power? When I tell y'all, God fixed my heart. And he regulated my mind when it came to them children. And when I saw them falling, I was like, Lord, hey, if they fail to pray and their soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but theirs. They fought. I gave them all the tools they needed. And I know they thought I wasn't going to run this far. I was not going to stay with God this long. I know they didn't think it. I know they thought I would be back in the world and trying to dye my hair honey blonde. Foolishness. And this new makeup they got, boy, make it look so I would be trying bad. And I ain't never wear no makeup. I didn't need it. But the day world, oh, I probably would have done had some stuff done to myself. Because, see, when you in the world, you think like the world. Because you're looking at what the world is doing, and you want to be a part. I probably would have had a June bug. Oh, my goodness. Could have went to prison behind killing June, but anything. But I thank God he brought me out. Selma, you know me. He brought me out of the foolishness. He brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Good morning to you, Selma. God bless you this morning, honey bunny, in Georgia on Sunday. Oh, that Shante called. I wish he would have called. I wanted to stay longer because you talk about the good laughter. But if I hadn't found God, I would be messed up today. But y'all heard the song that says, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible, John 3:16 tells me so. He proved it. He proved it. Because when I called on him, he come. And I often think about David when David said, I cried unto the Lord and he heard my cry. Even in my sinful state, I cried unto him. And he came to see about me. And the things he told me, it was a natural thing, and it was not things of the world, but it was spiritual things. Don't go back, or that body should surely lay down and never get up again. Now that's what he told me. He said he was going to forgive me and make my life better than it had ever been.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Chief. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. He did it. He did just what he said he would do. He didn't make my life better than it had ever been in the world. He made it better than it had ever been in him and in the spirit. That boy, Luke Duval from Jacksonville, said, I'm living my best life. I'm here to tell y'all today, when he and you in him, and you follow what 2 Peter chapter 1 talked about, when you follow the instructions of God, and you're not lusting after foolishness, you'll live a best life. When you find out how to be diligent, and you add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. And you let these things be in you and abound, you won't be barren. You won't be empty or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell y'all something about that Holy Spirit. It speaks. Oh, yes, it does. He speaks. I'm going down the road. Get out this lane and get in the middle lane. I get out the right lane and get in the middle lane as we go on up the road. Here comes somebody flying so fast. If I'd have been in that lane, they'd have towed me up. And the car was driving up. He speaks. Barbara, look at a computer. I wouldn't do it. I think I tried, but I wasn't thinking about it really, if I'm honest. I was going to keep on keeping on. But he know what's coming. And he'll warn you, but you got to pay attention. Because see, in my mind, this is a brand new computer. I'm not finna get, what? I got to go into debt for it. See, but I know better because if he's giving me one, I won't have to pay for it. And if he just going to make payments on it, he's going to allow pay. He will supply the money to make the payment. Oh, he's a faithful God. Faithful and true. Yeah. I love this book right here. God taught me this. 2 Peter 1. He brought me to this one morning. Yeah. Hallelujah. Listen, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number 1 and come in. And I'm going to this one. And we have plenty of time, plenty of time. Oh, how am I missing Minister Shonda? I'm missing your hand, Ray. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. Good morning, listeners. I just want to thank everyone. Not sure if Evangelist shared, but the gift was for me. And I didn't know, when she announced it the first time on the air, it was for me. But I thank everyone who gave because it was really needed. I had prayed to the Lord saying I needed a couple of $100s. I think I might have said $100. I said, Lord, if it's only $100 or $200, because I'm going to be a little short this payday. And then Evangelist announced on her show for everybody to listen that they could send $10. And it was for me. And God heard my prayers. I just want to thank everybody. I pray that he multiplied back to you. And I just want to thank you all. And I hope you have a blessed day and happy 4th.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Shada. Look, she was like, Evangelist, I'm gonna give mine on Friday. I was tickled. Oh, y'all know how I love to laugh. When I saw that, I started laughing. I said, she don't know. Bless her heart. She don't know. And then I told her, no, you don't give. I don't want you to give in this. And I asked the Lord to let me do it on Friday. Don't let me have to wait until Monday. Because, see, we would have had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then came Monday, like 3 or 4 days later. So I asked him to do it on Friday. Bam. I said, look at this right here. Yeah. And then I contacted her and let her know he did it today. He finished it all today for you. She began to, wow, and all. You know how she do. And praising the Lord. Thank you, Lord, and this and that. But I thank God. I thank God that he moved. And moved us for 1 hour. Because that's what we want to do, bless each other. You don't know when your time might come up. And God want to bless you. And you're not telling nobody, hey, I'm in dire straits over here. You're not saying nothing. You done prayed and you're waiting on God. And he opened the door. He touched our hearts. Yeah, and we give. And I try not to always be asking. But a while back, I needed $500. Did y'all remember that for somebody? He did it. I didn't have to keep coming begging. Well, ask it, I'll beg. He said, ask and it'll be given. It shall be given. That's a promise. So when he put it on my heart, I asked. He blessed the people. We raised $1,500. Do y'all remember that? For 1 hour. Yeah, we raised $1,500. God is faithful. So we never know when it's going to be a 1 hour time that we need. And we got to ask each other, can you help me? Can you help me? Yeah. And then they're asking that, but God is using me to do it on their behalf. Because a lot of times we don't want to embarrass nobody. Especially with situations like that. Look at Louis over there laughing. He done come back laughing. He was laughing a few minutes ago. Yeah. But we never know. And so we want to be a blessing wherever and whenever we can. And when I tell y'all I've been busy now, yeah, because I had to find other ways to do other things for other people. Hey, one lady right now, she need a bed, two full-size beds, and I think a queen-size mattress. And she don't have the money to do it. So I called Nikki, because Nikki's husband, he owns a moving company. And so I called her to talk to him, and he said, okay. So he asked yesterday, well, ask the lady, can she use the couch? I gave Nikki the phone number. I said, you call her. Because I was so busy. I couldn't get back to her. Then they hacked me. Oh, my. But guess what I know? Ooh, great things coming my way. He keep on doing great things for me. Yeah, give up to the Lord. Give up to God. Take that 2 Peter chapter 1 and wrap it around your heart and let your heart wrap around it and walk accordingly and watch what God do. Y'all pray for me with that self-control. Yeah, y'all pray for me. Now, I pretty well much sometimes I pray for myself about this thing
I meant to say, because sometimes it just stand me right in, look what you said, look how you said it, look what you did, and look how you did it. You meant it from your heart, you did it from your heart, but look how you did it. Spirit of tap me on the shoulder. I warn you. Warning comes before destruction. Yeah. Now you're down there crying and weeping and carrying on. Yeah, but I tried to tell you, you wouldn't listen. Yeah, because sometimes we can override the Spirit speaking to us, the Holy Ghost speaking to us, we override what he's saying. I'm not too proud to say it, but it is the truth. I'm guilty. So I'm holding my hands. I've done it before. A number of times. I like to say plenty. And that is considered disobedient. And disobedient is as witchcraft. Yeah, I may as well be throwing salt and sulfur and what they do all the other stuff, ammonia and all this other weird stuff. Burning that stuff in my house. What they call the stuff you burn? Where is CR when I need her?
Sage.
Yes,
sage.
Thank you. Minister Shonda, that's what it is. Sage. They into all of that. God don't need no help. Now, the devil needs it, but God don't. He's got all power. I can speak life to you. I ain't got to come over there and burn nothing and mix up nothing, get my paste and mortar. I don't need all of that. I don't even need oil or water. I need Jesus. His power. And when he set free indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, but people do all that. They go to them two-headed people, we call them. The root lady, the root man. I thank God. And somebody, oh, well, see, you don't have to go. Because, see, you got the gift. Now I got prayer. And I got Jesus. I can pray to him. He takes my petition to the Father. I have some friends who always want to tell me that. But see, you gifted. You could be, if you get your life right with God and stop thinking crazy and doing crazy things. Don't you say that, you gifted. I was in the U-Haul. Renting a U-Haul, and there was a man that he was talking about the football game. And boy, he was down in it. And he told me who he wanted to win. I said, listen, if you bet your money on them, you've been a lot lose. I said, because they're not going to win. Oh, yes, they is. I said, they are not going to win. He looked, he said, you prophesied. And the way he said it was like, that's not fair. But I'm saving you some money because you're going to lose all you betting because the team you betting on is not going to win. When we was leaving that shanty, they said, Mama, don't you ever say nothing to people about football. Mama, they get crazy over that sports. I said, they can get anything they want. I told them the truth. I tried to save them some money. Because if he lose, it may take him a long time to get back to, you know. And when I tell people about a blessing, sometimes they think I'm talking about the lottery. When I say God, I'm not doing no scratch off and all of that. I don't know how to play it, but I've seen them scratch it. I've seen them putting it in them with some kind of thing or giving these people this, and they typing in numbers. That's not what I'm talking about. I tell my gamble your way. I'm talking about unexpected miracles. Uncommon blessings. But a lot of times people don't understand because that's their world. That's what they know. And they try and they go to them little gambling houses. Y'all remember them little gambling houses? Yeah. I know one person go and give me tithes and offering off the money, but they don't think I know this. Yeah, they don't think I know that. the pastor wife up in there, they jumping. I was like, you playing, you kidding. One person told me the pastor come back and say, hey, you got your numbers read? I'm about to go. Come on. And he go to the gambling house. I said, what? Listen, and the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. When you put these things together that Peter is talking about in 2 Peter chapter 1, when you put all of that together, you're not going to need the gambling house. Because you're going to realize he give you more than enough. And if you want extra, he'll open up a door and make a way for you to get extra. That's the kind of God he is. Yeah. I thank him this morning. Who is this? My hey, mom, you love trying to see. Yeah. So we're thankful unto him. We appreciate him. There's none like him. I searched all over. I couldn't find nobody greater than him. I found out for myself, without him, I could do nothing. So I may as well bring it all to him. Mm-hmm. I may as well bring it all to him. Mm-hmm. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, again, the studio is open. If there's anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. Yeah, we have a little time left. Good morning to you, Sister Irene. Thank you so much, Minister Shonda, for calling in and sharing that. God bless you this morning. Yeah, and look for some blessings. Look for some blessings. You can't be honest like this and share it and God don't bless you. He did that. I didn't do it. I was just the person he used to cry out about it. But he was the one that touched the hearts of the people and blessed us all. Hallelujah. Everybody that gave you planted a seed. Yeah. And you're looking for harvest. I asked the Lord to give it back to you 100-fold. Yeah, in Jesus' name. But he might do more because he's God and he have all power. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Irene. God bless you this morning. And I thank you for what you do over on Facebook and in groups for me and in the chats. God bless you. Thank you for your support of Jesus in the Morning, Freedom Doors. And I thank you for the gifts, the mugs, and everything. Hallelujah. And I won't say nothing, but I'm going to try something and see if it get to you. Good morning to you, Pastor David. God bless you. And on this 4th of July, I don't know if you got your grill out or not today, but they tell me he grill real well. Now, I know he make a mean breakfast because I had that breakfast. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. I had that breakfast before. Oh, he went in there and hooked it up. And them little fried biscuits. Oh, yeah. I'm down for the cause. God bless you. And thank you so much, Pastor Davis, for your encouraging words and calling in, encouraging others. That's truly a blessing. Good morning to you, Sister Jerry. God bless you this morning. I know he's making it all right over your way. And that is a wonderful thing. If you sleep and sleep good, yeah, you ain't got to get up for nothing. You know what we always say? You retired. So being retired, we don't have to do what we don't want to do no more. Yeah, we've been blessed. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. God bless you this morning. And I thank you for all you do over on Facebook and the groups. Been doing it for years. I thank God for your woman. Thank God for every gift, every birthday thought. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning again to Minister Shonda. God bless you. I thank you for your support. I thank you for encouraging me and being here and saying, Evangelist, this and that and that and that. Yeah, I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Yeah, he's a way maker, heart fixer, mind regulator. Hallelujah. He's a promise keeper. Oh, he's the head. Makes us the head and not the tail. Makes us above and not beneath. Make it so no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Hey, thank you. He didn't say it wouldn't come against us, but it wouldn't get no bigger. It won't grow no bigger. It won't take over us. Oh, we come out all right every time, better than all right. Hallelujah. I'm grateful unto him this morning, and I thank him. And, y'all keep Shante in prayer for me, too. And I'm trying to think of who else. The Lord brought that one back to me. I'm trying to think of who else with a prayer request that I didn't put in there. Well, y'all keep Thelma, my friend Thelma, keep her lifted in prayer. Yeah. Yeah. I bind up every evil and hindrance, every evil and hindrance, negative spirit that's coming her way. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, I bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell. And Father God, I ask that you would rebuke it for Thelma's sake and for your sake, Father, and that you be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thankful unto him. Went yesterday and got a bunch of stuff done. Medical procedures, got lab work done. Yeah, it was a strange day. And I was sitting over at the place, Ackerman. And the two ladies at the desk, I thought it was three, but it was two. And they signed me in and everything. And I was sitting there, the Lord said, go get each one of them. Okay, Brother Louis, y'all lift Sherry up, Sister Sherry, Brother Louis' wife, in prayer. We praying for her eyes. Yeah, she in a lot of pain doing this eye therapy. So we want to pray that God touch and heal Sherry's eye, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, stop the pain. And Lord, let her know when that eye starts to hurt, to ask you right then and there, time it starts, to take the pain away and to heal it in the name of Jesus. Or do it for today, God. Move by your spirit, Lord, concerning Sherry's eye. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Yeah. So I was sitting there, and the Lord said, go get each one of them a gift. I'm thinking, oh, give them a gift. I kept sitting there trying to get on my phone and override it. Go give each one of them, in other words, a gift. Move now. I had already filled some paperwork out. I told her, I said, look, I'm going to leave this here on the desk, ladies, and if the technician come, tell her I'll be right back. I'm going to my truck, and I'm going to get each one of y'all a gift. One of them was like, no, don't do that. You don't have to do that. Plus, you sick. I said, you can't stop my giving. And I strutted on out the door with my head in the air, you know, like I was all that. Went on to the truck and blessed them with some gifts. And the technician was standing there waiting on me. I went on in the back, had my procedure done. She was so sweet. She didn't even know I had gave them ladies a gift. She was just so sweet and kind. Then when she got through, I said, well, now I got to go get you a gift. No, no, you don't have... I said, you won't stop the giving. I went on to my truck. I said, it'll be at the front desk. When it got her something, left it at the front desk and came on. Now, look, I had these little earrings. And you know the blue and white masks that first come out when COVID hit? I had earrings that looked like the mask. They just happened to be working at Ackerman. I gave one the earrings, gave the other one a heavy duty, a nice pedicure manicure set. She was like, thank you so much for this. I really needed it when I was going out to do. I said, well, all right, y'all have a blessed day. She said, you have a blessed day too. Went to get the lab done. I took the girl a little gift. Because I was sitting in the car kind of fighting with that as a money, a gift. look back there and get her something. I went in what I call my hustle bag. I sold stuff out that bag, you hear me? And was blessed. Went in my hustle bag and gave her a gift. She was so excited and tickled. I said, now you don't have to lay your phone right there. Put it on the stand. She was like, I'm going to take it back there. Back where? On the side behind her computer. I thought she was talking about in a room somewhere. Treated me like a queen. Yeah, treated me real nice. God know what he's doing. And when he speak to us and we're moved, we're going to be blessed. He didn't hold it against me because I kept sitting there wanting to fight against it. I wasn't fighting against it. I just wasn't moving. I love to give stuff like that away. Yeah. That's how I started up there with the gate, baking all them brownies, and they still, you know, want brownies. But I couldn't befriend them. You know, God show you how to be friends with people, because in all his word says, in order to obtain friends, one must show himself friendly. Now, if you start being friendly and you see they the devil, run. Don't look back. Run. Don't look back. You better run. Don't look back. Yeah. Run. But if you see they are a good person and they want to be good friends with you, then that's what you do. And especially if they want to talk about God and have prayer and all of this. Some people don't like all of that. Some preachers say, oh, no, I can't talk about God all day. Well, who do you talk about all day? What do you do all day, preacher? I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And I have to keep it going with him. He has blessed me. I'm getting a new computer. Huh? Somebody say, tell him, thank you. And I'm not paying for it. Some people say a warranty. Huh? Some people say a little insurance. What? You getting a new computer. Remember him, Brother Louis, the boy used to say, bruh, you getting a Dell. Remember him, they got rid of him because they say he was on the set smoking marijuana and high. Yeah, I used to love to see that commercial. Dude, that's what he used to say. Dude, you getting a Dell. Yeah, a computer. Oh, he used to tickle me. But I knew something was wrong because his eyes was glassy and red. But they went on and shot the commercial. I guess they had to do it. But they got rid of my boy. Yeah, that's it, dude. You're getting a Dell. I knew you would remember him. Yeah. All right, no one have anything they would like to say? I'm going to go to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, if no one have anything else they would like to say, I will pray us out today. But I got this as a special request, but the person said he was sleeping, they might go to sleep. But I'm going to play it, and when they wake up, they can, you know, go through the archive or the podcast, and they'll hear their song. hallelujah, hallelujah, Luther Barnes. Oh, I love that right there. Because I know, you know what he's talking about. Yeah, I love that song right there. Sister Samoa gave it to me the very first time I ever heard it. I thought I'd lose my mind. Baby, oh, that was wonderful. And then Shantae come back one day, and she said, Mama, have you heard this? I said, yeah, Sister Samoa gave it to me. And I kept it. I just never get rid of it because it's one of those oldies but goodies, one of those that the Spirit of the Lord will move through that song right there. So I'm thankful unto him that I have it. All right, no one else have anything else they would like to say? I will pray us out this morning, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Tomorrow will be the 5th, and I think I have an appointment, but I'll be sure. And if I'm having an appointment, I will put it on Facebook, on Jesus in the Morning, on Facebook, and on my page, Barbara Pittman, Barbara Jean Pittman, a Pittman page. And that way you'll know whether or not I'm going to be here. But if you don't see a show in there, you know, too, I'm not going to be here. Because if so, I will put that show in for today. So if you see a show, that means I'll be here tomorrow. But if you don't see a show, I won't be here. Because I know I have an eye appointment. Yeah. And I got to have them tested. I'm going to eat some carrots today to see if I can see a little bit better out my glasses. Yeah, I see somewhat better without them. It's brighter, more something. But anyway, I'm going tomorrow, the 5th. The 5th, yeah. And it should be all right. But all right, let's pray out. Let's pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless your people. Bless those who didn't press the number one this morning. God bless the callers and the listeners from the archives and the podcasts, whichever way they come in. Our brothers and sisters overseas, Lord, move today. Bless those in the studio. God, move in a mighty way for your people today. The earth is yours, Father, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You own us all, and without you, we can do nothing. We ask this morning, Father, that you would move in a mighty way again for your people. Open uncommon doors. Make uncommon ways for them. In the name of Jesus, Father, add to them the good things of the land today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. And as we depart this morning, God, we ask that you would touch and heal Sherry's eye. Lord, heal the eye. Stop the pain, Father. Stop the pain. But God, we ask that you would heal that eye in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you would bless Pastor David and his family. Move for them today in a special way. Let it be a great, special day for them today in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you would bless Shonda, Minister Shonda this morning. Move in a mighty way for her. God, I ask that you would open doors, make ways for her. Lead and guide in the right path this day for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus. But Father, if you lead and guide her, Father, I know she's more than all right today in Jesus' name. Father, bless Sister Jerry. Move in a mighty way for her today. Lord, lift her up where she's down. And God, I ask that you would bless her uncommonly today. Lord, send her uncommon money miracle her way unexpectedly, God. Money makes us happy. Money makes us glad. And Lord, we all want money, big, big money. Do it today in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Move for Sister Dorothy Goodman this morning in a mighty way. Lord, I ask that you would give her uncommon favor like she's never had before. Send uncommon blessings her way and uncommon miracles in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Father, we ask that you would bless Sister Irene, bless her home. Father, bless her going out, bless her coming in. Increase her income, God. Every dime that she plants, a seed that she plants, every dime that she gives, Lord, multiply it back to her quickly in the name of Jesus. Touch and heal her body. Heal today, Father. We know that you're able, and we believe you're willing to do it for Irene, to heal her in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Father, I ask that you would bless Shantae this morning. Lord, I ask that you would move for her in a mighty way this day. Fix her heart. Regulate her mind today. Leading God in the right path for your name's sake in the name of Jesus. And anything that's not of you, Father, anything that's not Jesus, come in her way. We bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell, never to return in the name of Jesus. And Father, this morning we ask that you would rebuke that devourer coming her way for your sake and her sake in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you honor and praise. Glory to you. Hallelujah unto his majesty. Father, as we depart, bless our going out, bless our coming in, and again meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today. July 4th, 23, in Jesus' name. And Lord, keep us all safe. If we go out for 4th of July and spend time with family and friends, Lord, loose your ministering angels. Loose your protecting angels, oh God, to stand watch, to shield and protect us this holiday from all hurt, harm, or danger. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. So I speak again the blessings today of Almighty God upon you in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we are going. I don't know what I did with my song. I moved it. All right, we're going out jumping. Let's go out with this one.
Well, y'all, this little song that my grandmother taught me a long time ago. One day I was sick and I wasn't feeling too good. But she said, son, come on down to the room. Come on in the room.
Oh, come on in the room.
Jesus,
Jesus is
my daughter. And he
right upon my prison.
And he gave
me all of my mess.
Come on and in the room.
Yeah.
Why don't you come on in the room?
Oh,
just keep on praying. All right, later, Taylor. Well, shooty doo 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 doo. Baby, let's do it. God bless you. Oh, my goodness. Good morning. I mean, okay, Brother Louis. You win. You win. You win. I can't help it. You win. Oh, okay. All right. I'm a tear. All right, Brother Louis. You and Shemma have a blessed day. And that's what he said. That's exactly what he said. Shooty duty ship. That's what he said. Ship, ship, something like that. Yeah. God bless you. God bless you. That was too funny. Yeah. But all right. Have a blessed day. I'm out of here. I'm going to find me something to eat. Some fruits and vegetables. Oh, yeah, I got carrots. All right. All right. Y'all have a blessed day. Have a blessed day.